Peter. It's good to have you back again. How are you?
Very, very good, Michael. Very good indeed.
That's good. Thanks for coming back and joining me here, because today we're going to be talking about the Constitution. I know you have extensive experience, not only in what the Constitution is about, but also how the laws are applied from that. So that's something I think we need to explore too, because a lot of people read the Constitution and they say, well, yeah, but how does that work in the law? So our laws should be derived from the Constitution, right?
Not only should be derived from the Constitution, must be derived from the Constitution. Okay, this was clarified in 1984 by Justice Lionel Murphy, with whom none of the other High Court justices disagreed on that occasion, in University of Wollongong versus Metwally, at paragraph 4 of Murphy's decision. It sets out clearly that the Constitution is absolutely paramount. Now, the Parliament of the Commonwealth then put that into binding Commonwealth law in section 15A, Acts Interpretation Act, after that decision was brought down.
This is the first time Murphy's law is actually good for us.
You know, Murphy was quite a good justice in that he brought a lot of wisdom to the High Court, and a lot of his decisions are well worth reading. A lot of people say that because he was Attorney General in Whitlam's government, he shouldn't be taken seriously, but he was a very, very good High Court justice. They set out to get him, and he didn't. They didn't, but the good Lord took him a bit young, because he was only about 60 when he died of cancer.
All right, so let's begin at the beginning, because our Constitution begins with a preamble. So what is a preamble before we get into the nuts and bolts?
A preamble is a statement of existing fact. It's like a recital to a deed, and it states the conditions precedent to the enactment of that particular act. And it says, whereas we the people, humbly relying on the blessing of Almighty God, have agreed to form one indissoluble federal commonwealth under the crown of the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Ireland, under the constitution hereby established. Now, that act has as it's not a schedule. It is the constitution proper from 1 to 128 actually forms part of the act, and then there is a schedule to the act. And the schedule is the oath of allegiance that every member of parliament must take. Now, we'll get back to that later. But the constitution itself is actually a declaration that Christianity is the law of the land. And
it's not just Christianity. It says God. So that covers every God and every religious belief.
There's deep spiritual belief in many, many people from all over the world.
Exactly. I'm just going to stop here, Peter.
Dick Yardley's book, Australian Political and Religious Leaders, Treason, Treachery and Sabotage. Dick exposes how Whitlam, Hawke, Keating, Goss, Rudd and all the other Fabians have destroyed our manufacturing and agriculture. If you want to know exactly how they have done it, get Dick's book at advanceaustralia.com.au and click on merchandise. Knowledge is power. Get the power to fight the corruption today.